The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With this weather today, raining now, it's going to rain all day, and this kind of motivation to stay longer at the table and eat more turkey. And today we don't have to worry, we have to be on diet, not diet. A feast like that, we just have to go ahead and celebrate. Today is a beautiful day for us to, in the United States, to turn to our God with gratitude. I mentioned last Sunday, I was actually emphasizing the meaning of the word love, but in among us, we also very often use the word thank you, and we should do that because that expresses our gratitude toward each other and also toward God. With celebration of Thanksgiving here, we also go back to the memory of the first immigrants whose life got saved by his wife, Turkey. But they would not be able to have the turkey if probably God would not bless them and make the turkey to be available for them. So how grateful we are to our Lord for all the blessings and everything we have. In our Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." So we ask God for food, literally, not only for spiritual food, for normal food, which is necessary for our existence. And how much of that food we have in this country? And I remember growing up as a young boy back in Poland, and we had the martial law just before Christmas. It was almost impossible to buy a pound of meat. Almost impossible. So what we had to do, my father died 3 years before that, and I was the 7th, the youngest. We had to take turn standing outside of this grocery store. This cold weather, not for 1 hour or 30 minutes, 3 days. So we had to take a shift. Finally, when the time came, our mom used to come as the boss of our family and buy the meat so we would have something for Christmas. And that reminds me how grateful we should be to our Lord for the blessing in the form of our food that we have. But with the gratitude, we also turn to God for His presence in our lives. Today's gospel describes such things, and Jesus is demanding. We don't want to be the 9 of the lepers who forgot to thank God for everything. Only one leper, Samaritans were not Jews, they were pagans in the Jewish times. And one of them came because Jesus restored not only his physical health, He gave him his whole life back. Lepers, they lived as outcasts. They were not allowed to be in touch with people living in our society. So he's giving him back whole life. He comes and he says, thank you, Lord. But Jesus is turning around. Where are the nine who also got their health back restored? For us, for our spirituality, obviously, we thank God for Jesus Christ and in his presence, in his sacraments. The Eucharist that we celebrate is called Thanksgiving, the preface when we exchange this dialogue after the offertory is called Thanksgiving. And when we pay attention to it, you may count yourself how often church is asking us to use the word thank you. And we turn to God the Father. Thank you, God the Father, for Jesus Christ and his presence. So he will sanctify our lives. Once, just before the Second World War, there was two brothers in the south of Germany. And one of them was ordained as a priest, the other one didn't go to the church. Sometimes it happens. And we know the stories from the families. One civilly very devout, the other one, I don't care. All right, but the one who claimed himself the atheist, he was a photographer. And when his brother was about to say the first mass, he says, oh, I will go to the church with him and take some pictures so he will have as a memory for the future. He is taking the pictures in the moment of consecration when he was elevating all the hosts after the words of consecration. And then after a few days, he was in his shop working on his photographies. He remembers what he saw. It was only his brother. There shouldn't be the mass, the overnight mass. There's no consecration. Other priests cannot consecrate. They had to say separate mass, each of them. It was his brother and him. And when he is getting the pictures out of his shop, what he sees, his brother, when he elevates the host, and above his brother, the host, Christ crucified. That convinced him of the meaning of the Eucharist, that Jesus is sacrificing his life to God for us. That's why we should thank him for that. Today, may all of us lift up our hearts and minds to the Lord and look how much we owe him. Jesus is kind of that in the gospel. If you owe me something, come back and say thank you. I remember a few years ago, I was having a family in Jacksonville, and they used to come out to the priest for money. Well, that's the common thing, because people sometimes think that the records, there is a big bank for say, it's not. It's not the banks, okay, I will help you. They told me the story and actually had the proof they really needed help. So I went from the parish's money to my own personal funds and I gave them $3,000. Okay, when I gave them $3,000, they paid their bills and had money for living. They never came back to see me. I never heard back from them. But it didn't discourage me to help others, but I was like, well, at least make a phone call and say thank you. You don't have to give the money back, I don't need that. Just say thank you. So, and we should be sensitive in our lives. We should be sensitive because gratitude is a part also of our manners, the way we act. But also expresses that we thank you for something that we receive, something that sometimes we do not even deserve. How much we owe to God, he only knows, but we always should say thank you to him. In our prayers, when we glorify him, when we ask him for things, let's always include our gratitude for his presence and his presence. in